Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Rich Lankoff's back in the studio, the attorney at Bryce Downey & Lankoff, LLC. I saw this article and thought of you, not because I think of pot all the time when I think of you, or you when I think of pot, but I thought, I wonder what your opinion about this is. Is the smell of pot enough cause to search a car? The Illinois Supreme Court is deciding if the odor of marijuana alone is probable cause of a crime. So here we go, Rich.
Yeah, just to give you some context, John, your listeners some context, this is a stop that happened back in May 2017. So we know today in Illinois, as in 33 or so other states, recreational use of marijuana is legal. So the question today would be whether the smell of marijuana in your car represents the requisite probable cause to pull you over. But this case involves a different story. This is back in 2017, before marijuana was legalized here in our state. Now, what's relevant is that back in May of 2017, while it wasn't yet legal to use recreational marijuana, it was legal to use medicinal marijuana, and also it was decriminalized, meaning that it wasn't quite legal, but the penalties for possession of marijuana were far less. So, in that context, what happened? In May 2017, a driver was pulled over in Decatur, and the police officer smelled the odor of raw cannabis, as distinguished from, you know, burnt cannabis, meaning the type that you would smoke, and also saw a bud of marijuana in the driver's back seat. He then searched the vehicle. The search revealed a rock of crack cocaine under the driver's seat. He was arrested and charged with possession of crack cocaine. He wasn't charged with possession of the marijuana. The attorneys representing the driver moved to suppress the evidence, arguing that it was the result of an illegal search under the Fourth Amendment.
Because the smell of marijuana should not give you probable cause to believe a crime has been committed.
Exactly. The trial court agreed with the defendant and found that the evidence should be suppressed because the police officer, as you pointed out, did not have the requisite probable cause based solely on the smell. The appellate court overturned and found that even though the marijuana was decriminalized at the time, it was still illegal. And it's practically absurd, they said, for police officers to distinguish the legal versus illegal amounts of marijuana.
Right.
The case went up to the Supreme Court, as you mentioned, and last week it was argued. And again, the defendant argued that his Fourth Amendment rights were violated. The Fourth Amendment, of course, deals with unlawful search and seizure, unreasonable search and seizure. So the question now before us that the Supreme Court will determine in a few months is whether the smell alone can be enough probable cause. Now, remember, in this case, there was more than the smell. He also saw this bud of marijuana in the car.
What do you think? Okay, so we'll see what they decide on that one. But I'm less interested in that one than this scenario, which is today in 2020, mm-hmm. I get pulled over for, you know, running a stop sign or something. The officer smells marijuana in the car. It could be because it's in my hair, you know, the smoke because I was smoking earlier, or it's on my sweater or whatever. Or I was even smoking in the car while it was parked. Does the officer then have reason to search my car then?
Yeah, so that's the relevant question today. And as Justice Robert Thomas, former Chicago Bear, mentioned in oral arguments, he said that it might be a different story today. So the question is, again, as you point out, you're pulled over today. The officer smells marijuana. Marijuana use is legal today. Is that sufficient probable cause? A couple things to keep in mind. Under the current law, you cannot use marijuana in a motor vehicle. And possession of marijuana in a motor vehicle has to be in a container. It has to be away from the driver. So in the context of that, you have to remember that. The second thing is, we don't know what the law will be in Illinois until the Supreme Court decides. But what we do look at in these situations is what other courts have done. And the most relevant decisions have been in Colorado, Massachusetts, each of which have legalized recreational marijuana, each of which their court have found that smell alone does not justify a stop. So I think Illinois will probably follow that model. What's the reason? As you mentioned, and logically, now that marijuana is legal, even though you can't use it in the car, the mere smell alone is not going to be enough because that smell is going to be you know, prevail.
Okay, but I would disagree, to be honest with you. I mean, I want the officers to make the road safer. And if you lean in, say the guy runs a stop sign, you pull him over, he rolls down the window, he smells marijuana. I think there should be some equivalent of a field sobriety test. Maybe you don't search the car, but I think the officer would, that would make sense to me.
Sure. And the issue currently is there is no, as you know, there is no field sobriety test for THC, the drug in marijuana.
But if he smelled alcohol on the guy's breath, he would absolutely ask him to step out of the car, right?
Well, careful there. Alcohol in Illinois, the smell of alcohol alone has been held to be an insufficient grounds to search someone's vehicle.
Well, how do you think the alcohol got in his breath?
Right. Exactly.
Now, but he may be a legal driver. You could have one or two beers, be under the threshold, be a safe driver. It's on your breath. But then pass the field sobriety test and get back in your car.
Right. And what, John, makes it even more complex in our state, as in every state, is the difference between a reasonable suspicion and probable cause. The probable cause standard under the Fourth Amendment requires greater evidence of a criminal activity than simply reasonable suspicion. That's enough to pull someone over. So it's a little bit complex, but it looks like, according to what they've done with alcohol and what these other courts that we look at, it looks like Illinois will follow the model of smell alone is not sufficient.
My number is 312-981-7200. Call or text and just tell me what you think the officer should do. If he smells marijuana on you, should he ask you to step outside and try and ascertain your ability to drive? And should he be able to then look in the car? Because maybe if you're breaking this law, you're breaking other laws. I'm also intrigued by this. You just said this, and I believe the Tribune alluded to this as well. It's illegal in Illinois to smoke marijuana in your car?
Yeah.
If it's parked?
It might say while you're operating it, and the question of whether you're operating a car if it's parked is, I think, a little bit vague, but it's certainly the law legalizing marijuana does say you can't use it in your car, certainly while driving, and certainly if it's in your possession, it has to be in a sealed container.
John, just because the car smells like pot does not mean that someone was smoking it. Some of the pot out there is so pungent you can smell it even if it's just sitting in a container. My husband had his pot container in our bedroom, and I got after him for smoking in our bedroom. Turns out it was just sitting there in the container on the dresser, and it odorized the room. I guess that could happen to your car, too. John, the same rule. If I smell pot in the car, same rule as if I smell alcohol in the car. Well, that's where I'm operating from. You would concur with me on that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I think your texter or caller has a great point. Again, there is some marijuana that is so pungent that it can permeate the container that it's in. So by your argument, if that's enough to search someone's vehicle, you know, then you're going beyond the smell test. In other words, the smell alone, according to these other states, have been held to be insufficient.
I'm out of time. Anything else you want to pass along to us on this kind of story?
That's a developing story. I mean, again, the Supreme Court will likely expand the parameters of this small Decatur case to rule, hopefully, on how police officers can conduct searches going forward now that marijuana is legal in our state.
Right. Even if I don't like what the court says, at least say something. At least yes. We need to know the rules of engagement.
We need to, and police officers obviously need to know that as well.
Yeah. Okay, Rich Lankoff, thanks for coming in. By the way, when's your next Legally Speaking podcast drop?
We'll be taping a Legal Face Off tomorrow, covering
lots of
different stories. impeachment, we've got a great guest explaining why Dershowitz, who's a frequent guest on our show, by the way, Dershowitz is wrong in his interpretation of Trump's legal offenses. So stay tuned for that tomorrow.
Legal Face Off. Might want to write that down, John. He's an attorney at Bryce, Downey, and Lenkov. Rich Lenkov, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, John.